What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are going to take James in Texas. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Yes, I find it hard to believe that all the video has been wiped. When you think about
now, again, that is not confirmed. That is not confirmed. Okay, it's just an email I got from.
That's what I'm saying. You're looking at the system. The system that we're looking at is Las Vegas. This thing is connected with Interpol, with the NSA. It has to run all the criminal databases. It's basically set up to catch, you know, think about it, it's Las Vegas. It's set up there to catch the gamblers. It has to have all that database, and those videos have to be stored in files places. So it can't be no rinky-dinky security system. I mean, these things can see the numbers on your cards that you have in your hand. They could read things from miles away. They can do that.
Oh, yeah, they can. Now, forgetting about NSA and Interpol and the rest of it, Las Vegas casinos have a joint system where there are people who are blacklisted from gambling, people who have been caught cheating, people who are very good at counting cards and you can be blacklisted from a casino, and there's not really much you can do about it. And so they keep a database, and, yeah, the cameras are there to look for these people trying to sneak back on in.
Yeah, the facial software is phenomenal. It had the facial recognition software that they have, and the retina software is just amazing, especially from yards and feet away. You know, that's what I'm saying. The information is just, it's there. Somebody has it. Definitely somebody has that stuff. And they would be able to tell if it really was that person or not, or be able to really tell. I mean, from all it could be. It could be, you know, awesome. I don't know. It just, if you know anything about Las Vegas, you know the stuff is there. It's not no rinky-dink security.
No, it isn't. I mean, many years ago when I was still a professional magician, I'd work out there in Las Vegas. And I got to see a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But again, I want to stress, I read an email that I received from somebody who claims to have heard on the radio that the hotel security tapes were erased, but I cannot confirm it. It may just be somebody putting out some ridiculous nonsense. And
it has to be ridiculous. This is okay. Las Vegas we're talking about. This is Las Vegas. The security system, come on. That's what I'm saying. People need to understand what this is. This is Las Vegas.
Well, I'm sure if the boss were to walk on in, I'm sure if the boss were to walk on in and say, I need you to delete everything from this time to this time, it would definitely be carried out. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go. James, we're going to let you go and switch over to Jeff in Clearwater. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to comment on the liability of Mandalay Bay for the shooting. I'm a tort lawyer, so I know a little bit about this. For a negligent security claim, the hotel would have to owe a duty of care to the people who are injured. And unless Mandalay Bay owns the concert venue, there's no duty owed to those persons. Someone who gets shot on the premises of Mandalay Bay probably has a decent cause of action. But somebody who's not on the premises has no connection to the hotel, doesn't have a valid claim for negligent security because there's no duty owed.
Well, I think the counter argument could be made that Mandalay Bay's negligence in allowing the shooting placed the people inside the Mandalay Bay at risk as well.
Well, anyone who actually was injured inside the hotel would have a claim. But if no one was injured, if you're not injured, then you don't have damages, and then the claim fails. But,
okay.
I agree that somebody that's on the hotel premises may have a valid claim, but unless the hotel owns the concert venue, I don't think that there's going to be a valid basis to bring a claim.
Well, I imagine we'll find out when this goes to court.
Yeah, and I'll be watching. It'll be interesting to see it plays out, but I predict you'll see a lot of dismissals.
Well, okay, I think it should go the other way. I mean, clearly Mandalay Bay was negligent in its security, and people were injured and killed as a result. And the fact that they were across the street, I don't think should be a factor when you're dealing basically with a shooting incident. But then, you know, if I were a judge, that's the way I would basically rule on this thing. But we'll see. Time will solve this mystery for us. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And I'm going to get on back to doing some actual real news here. Now, as you know, the people who were over at the Senate Intelligence Committee were trying to find some confirmation that the incidents described in the Trump dossier really did happen, that Donald Trump really did all those icky-poo things with the prostitutes in the Moscow hotel. And they've hit a bit of a problem because Christopher Steele, the former MI6 agent who provided the dossier, isn't talking. He's stonewalling. And so the Senate Intelligence Committee said, well, we've hit the wall. We've given up on trying to verify the contents. Well, Bob Mueller has now taken it over. He's out there saying, I'll take the Trump dossier. I will find or make verification. It's another bit in his arsenal to get the president at any costs here. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And as you know, lately, a lot of pressure is being brought to bear on Russia Today. And they're talking about shutting down their U.S. studio, saying they're literally being driven on out. And the rationale for all of this in a nation that's supposed to have a First Amendment is Russia Today is fake news. They're the fake news because they don't agree with what America's corporate media is saying. Russians are evil. It's all fake news. And Trump came out with a really good response to that. Why isn't the Senate looking into the fake news coming out of our corporate networks in this country? Because he himself has felt the wrath of the fake news coming out of America's TV networks. And it would be nice to see something done about that. It would be nice to see the news go back to reporting the news instead of being everybody's hired propaganda prostitutes and whore respondents. Then I could retire from all of this and spend the rest of my life as Claire's roadie, which is what I'd really prefer to be doing. Okay, I guess we have Alan in California on the line.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Okay. Yes.
Hi,
Alan. What's going on?
There was a couple of things about the Vegas false flag that I wanted to get your opinion on after, you know, researching and listening to some different videos and stuff. I don't know. Something about there was Trump met with are you familiar with Sheldon Adelson?
Oh, yeah. Adelson.
He's like the biggest player. Adelson. He's the biggest player
yes.
there in Vegas as far as like. Well, he met with him hours after the shooting. And they said, oh, it was an appointment already made to talk about policy, but it just happened that he talked to him.
Wait a minute. I thought that right after the shooting happened, I mean, Trump was on his way to Puerto Rico, and he didn't get out to Las Vegas for a couple of days. So there's a problem there with that timeline.
No, but this was a meeting at the White House where Sheldon Adelson and his wife
okay.
were over
All
there.
Right. And, okay.
And, you know, just the timing seems a little weird. Also, something else that came up, I wanted to get
well,
your
can
opinion
we,
as far
can
as
we
that.
Stop here for a second? Can we stop here for a second
sure.
and rewind a little bit here? The first question would be that I would ask is, how much interest in the Mandalay Bay Resort does Sheldon Adelson own? That's a valid question right there.
Exactly. But there's something else also. The CEO of Mandalay Bay and MGM Resorts is James J. Murren.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with him. But anyway,
no.
he's... Okay, I guess he's the CEO of MGM Resorts and Mandalay Bay, James J. Murren. Anyway, he's the head of the the National Infrastructure Advisory Council.
Okay.
Currently, and he's a huge Hillary supporter. I don't know if you know, as far as like the Mandalay Bay and MGM being like big non-Trumpers and stuff like that. So, I mean, how can a guy that's a big Hillary supporter and stuff like that be in charge of our national infrastructure? I mean, this doesn't smell right, you know what I mean?
Well, I think Trump, again, when Trump won the White House, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory. And he came on in trying to find the best people for certain jobs, not realizing that Washington, D.C. does not act like a corporation where people are automatically loyal to the boss who signs their paycheck. And I think it was one of his biggest mistakes. But as long as the guy is doing the job that Trump thinks he needs to be doing, his political affiliation really should not dominate the discussion. And in fact, I think we've reached a stage in our country right now where there's too much politics in general. Everything goes through that filter of politics, especially the political correctness. And it really is to the detriment of our society. Everybody's afraid to talk with each other. Everybody's afraid to write something down. Oh, is it politically correct? What the heck with political correctness? Let's just get stuff done. Let's just go back to being people, talking to each other about what we're doing, you know, repairing the roof, going to the grocery store and the rest of it, and not filter everything through politics, because that's just another way of getting us under control, that we consider the political dimensions of everything that we do. That's fine for the politicians. It's a waste of time for us.
Yeah, we need more statesmen instead of politicians. Polly is many, and Tick is a blood-sucking insect.
I would agree with you on that one.
I just thought, you know, those two connections and the Las Vegas shooting is kind of, you know, something just didn't, I just wanted to get your opinion, just didn't seem right. Just wanted to throw food for thought there.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go.
Thanks, Mike.
All righty, and let me hit a few things here. Now, getting on over to the war zones, of which we have. Apparently, the Syrian army has struck ISIS near the Mayadin, and apparently the main obstacle faced by the anti-terrorist forces in Syria is not the military capabilities of the terrorists, but rather the support of the United States. This is coming from Russia's Defense Ministry spokesman, Major General Igor Konashenkov, and basically saying that 300 ISIS members whom allegedly seized Al-Qaryatayn City came from the town of Rubkan, avoiding Syrian army posts and using coordinates that could only have been attained through aerial reconnaissance. Now, ISIS does not have their own sophisticated aerial drones, so the allegation here is that the U.S. is feeding them intelligence data. And, of course, the Pentagon's already out there denying it, saying, us? Help ISIS? What a ridiculous thing for you to even think. I didn't even know how to respond to that. You tinfoil hat conspiracy kooks out there. Us helping ISIS, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Story along the same line from 12160. Russia says that ISIS attacks in Syria are coming from a location near the U.S. forces. So Russia has umped the ante. They're gone from just saying that the U.S. seems to just endlessly, accidentally help ISIS and harm Syria to just outright saying, yeah, the U.S. and ISIS are working together. The U.S. is still desperate to find some way to turn the situation around in Syria. It's not going to succeed. This war is all but over. The only way that the U.S. Can reverse the situation in Syria is with a direct decapitation strike on Assad himself, which would be an act of war. And I can imagine that there are some defensive forces around Assad's position, including Russian forces, and that may be the only thing deterring a decapitation strike, because when the United States government starts bombing Russian forces, that basically is the open door to a war. Now, earlier today, Donald Trump was sort of teasing out the fact that he was going to announce his decision on the Iran nuclear deal next week. It's already leaked on out. Trump is going to declare that the Iran nuclear deal is not in the national interest, He's going to decertify the international nuclear deal and kick the issue over to Congress, who really doesn't want to get involved on this thing. But here's what's going on here. Trump is saying that he's going to decertify the deal because the deal is not in the national interest as he sees it. He has no evidence that Iran has not kept their part of the deal. There is none. IAEA is confirmed. Iran is fully in compliance. If Donald Trump goes through this, it is sending a message to every other government on the face of planet Earth, including North Korea, that you cannot take the U.S. government's word for anything. They'll make all kinds of grandiose promises, and as soon as it suits them, they'll go back on them. They did that in Libya. They got Libya to surrender their nuclear weapons program with a promise, we'd leave you alone. Then they invaded Libya. They got Iraq to surrender their chemical weapons and said, we will leave you alone. And then they invaded multiple times. They got Assad to surrender his chemical weapons and said, we'll leave you alone. And they've invaded Syria, not working out as well as the U.S. government wanted. And now they're getting ready to break the deal with Iran. So what is North Korea's government, or for that matter, any government on Earth, going to think when the U.S. comes knocking on the door and says, if you will give up these chemical weapons or biological weapons or nuclear weapons, we promise we will never invade you? What are they supposed to think? They're going to think that listening to the U.S. government and believing anything they say is the stupidest possible thing they could ever do. Now, interestingly enough, following the referendum on the Kurds' secession, and remember, the Kurdish regional government is saying it's going to be a minimum of 2 years before anything happens. But over in Iran, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is saying that Iran and Turkey have to prevent the Iraqi Kurds' secession out of their concern that it's going to become another Israeli stronghold in the middle of the Middle East, and they've already got their hands full with the one that's out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Chet in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Hey, I wanted to comment on the press conference that occurred yesterday, held by the Clark County Sheriff. I can't quite remember his name. But my background is in law enforcement. I spent more than two decades in law enforcement. Half of that was in as a command officer. So I've participated in these kind of things, and I've been around a lot of chiefs and other executives. And I just got a really strange feeling from this sheriff. And the message, I really can't put my finger on it, but the message he had, the message from the senator, as well as the FBI guy, who appeared to be more of a handler for the sheriff than anything else. But basically the message was, we're not going to tell you anything. Now, the sheriff
yes.
did ramble on for the sheriff rambled on for a long time, but it was really just pointing out the obvious and kind of, you know, reiterating what we already knew. But every time there was a follow-up question, he gave no answer to that. And it just seemed like the main purpose of the press conference was to tell everybody, be patient, don't expect any information for, you know, until we're ready to give it to you. And it just seemed to be the opposite, you know, purpose of most press conferences, which is to inform you. And it's got a really weird feeling. Now, in contrast, the fire chief today was very forthcoming. He seemed relaxed, you know, because the incident is 3 or 4 days old. So, you know, there shouldn't be this emotional baggage that the sheriff seemed to have. You know, before he started talking, he put his head down and he gave this long sigh. You know, but as professionals, you know, we're supposed to rise above that. And after 3 or 4 days, you know, you should be prepared to handle that. So, you know,
okay, Chet, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Okay. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Chet in Michigan, and you were talking about, based on your experience in law enforcement, that the press conference held in Clark County, and by the way, technically the Mandalay Bay is not in the city of Las Vegas. It's considered Clark County. How the sheriff, you just felt that his press conference was all about telling everybody, you're not going to get any more information. They're probably scared we'll pick it apart. We certainly did on the Boston Marathon bombing. We certainly did on Sandy Hook. So there's going to be this void. They don't want to let anything out. They're scared that we'll see the problems with it. In fact, I'm looking at an article over at onesource.com where apparently that video that captures the sound of two different firearms with two different firing rates, apparently the corporate media is out there demanding that it be taken down from the internet. Well, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the individual who shot that video. But apparently they're very, very nervous about this stuff. So anyway, Chet, please pick up where you left off.
Okay, I won't be long. I just wanted to point out that there was one piece of information that the sheriff did produce, and it was pretty clear that he was really pushing that, and that was the idea that may have been a second person or more involved. He really did want to make that clear, and I thought that that was the one thing he shouldn't have said, because there's no real proof of that. But that's the one thing that he did put out there.
Well, I noticed how the FBI immediately tried to leap on in and say, no, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. There was only one guy. So
yeah, that guy, he was standing behind him for a reason, and I think that was it, just to monitor what he said and keep him in line. So I'm sure you have a lot of other callers. I appreciate the time you're giving me, though, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Terry in El Paso. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was wondering if you might remember back about 5 years ago, whenever the government was saying that the far right was going to merge with Al-Qaeda. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so what are we seeing here? We have the far right, a gun owner, being, you know, connected with Al-Qaeda. That's my point.
No, nobody's made that connection yet. I mean, everybody's saying is connected with everybody. You've got Alex Jones saying he's connected to Antifa and to ISIS. You've got these other people saying he's connected to the FBI, that he was gun running for them. You've got these other people out there saying he was connected to organized crime and so forth. Basically, what they're trying to do is keep the scene as confused as possible to make it hard for us to figure out what's going on, especially as actual factual information is being withheld, as that previous caller pointed on out. They're trying to keep us in an information vacuum and just throw a lot of noise and dust into the air because they're scared we're going to pull this story apart. But again, the damage is already done. We've been lied to so many times that for many, if not most Americans, the safe assumption is this is just more of the same deceptions this government has been dishing out to us for all of our lifetime.
You're the man, Mike. See you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes. What's on your mind today?
All right. This guy clearly had help. This guy, I mean, I don't know who he's connected to or anything, but this guy clearly had help. And going with the I think Soros is connected to casino, and I think he had inside help with the casino operators and everything. I mean, you know, when you're in a casino or a hotel and you stay the first night, they go through your stuff. I mean, I know most people don't want to believe that, but they really do. The hotel staff goes through your stuff. And also, casinos, hotels, you know, places like that, car rentals, they're threat fusion centers. So this guy killed people right out of a threat fusion center. And I clearly believe this guy was a patsy. And I don't know if you've seen the interview with his brother, but that guy's Mr. Squirrely. I think they need to be looking into his whole family.
All right, well, listen, we're going to have to take a break here for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking on the corporate media, and here comes the pitch. The reason for that stage shooting in Las Vegas, they want to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, that's going to be a bit of a trick, because the only way you can change the Constitution is with a new amendment. That means Congress has to pass a bill that says the Second Amendment is hereby repealed. The president has to sign it. Then it has to go to the states. And 3/4 of the states must ratify that bill exactly as it's written. And that means their legislature votes on it, passes it, their chief of state, their governor, signs it. That's a long, long way to go, but that is the only legal way to repeal the Second Amendment. I told you, the gun grabbers are coming. The gun grabbers are coming. All right, let's see. We're going to take another phone call. Rob in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. As we're a colony of Israel, it's our fault having the guns that they didn't succeed in taking out Syria. So they, instead of the First Amendment first, they take out the Second Amendment, so then they can take away the First Amendment. It's all in the higher plans, everybody.
Oh, yeah. If they take away the Second Amendment, if they confiscate the guns, the rest of the Bill of Rights is absolutely meaningless.
Absolutely.
The reason the Second Amendment is there is to give teeth to the other nine.
Absolutely. which corporate outlet did you say that was saying scrub YouTube?
Basically, it's a call from all of the corporate media. They're claiming that they're claiming this video is too shocking and horrific, and the Americans must be protected from it, which is nonsense.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of shocking, horrific stuff that's on corporate TV that you know, pay-per-view and everything. No, what they want is they're trying to find some way they can justify erasing from the internet all of these videos that contradict the official story. Especially that one that captures the sound of two different firearms with two different rates of fire operating at the same time. Now, there was a caller into the show, I think in hour number one, who basically came on out and said that many of the videos that he had been looking at on YouTube, the first generation videos, have already been taken down. They're trying to basically erase all of that so that we have no other resource other than the word of the government and the corporate media as to what happened in Las Vegas, which is rather pointless. You know, if the government told me it was going to be a sunshiny day, I would take an umbrella with me. Same thing for the corporate media.
On Tuesday, I quickly learned how to download YouTube videos. It was pretty simple to do, and I downloaded a few.
Yeah, it is. The YouTube downloader I used to have on Firefox was disabled by YouTube's latest format change. You do need to be very careful about downloading these YouTube download tools because some of them are infected with malware. It's a favorite vector for the cyber criminals to get into your system.
I didn't download anything. Basically, all you do is take SS and put it right after www. Or HTTPS, whichever one. Just put SS in front of it, and then it'll bring you to another page, and then you just say, it says, oh, I've got a line, I want to click that, I want to download it, and it'll say low quality or medium quality, and then you just click that, and it's down in a matter of minutes or seconds.
Can you email that to me? Can you email that to me? Because that would be very, very useful.
Well, all I did is search how to download a YouTube video, and the first couple of videos that popped up, they were both saying that. So even if you erase all the www. And the HTTPS and just put SS in front of the YouTube part, then you'll still go to that same page. Okay.
Okay, and it's okay.
Did you find it?
No, I'm going to wait till after the show to do it.
Okay. Scott Bennett on Monday night picked out a video, and he's like, yeah, I see the muzzle flashes on two different floors, Scott Bennett from Shell Games. And he says, yeah, I picked these out, and he made a JPEG, and he pointed them out, but then he went back, this by Wednesday, he says, I went back for the video, it was gone.
Yeah.
So that's, and Tuesday's when I started downloading them. But,
Winston Smith is earning his overtime right now.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put on for you, Mike, and I would suggest this to all media outlets. Put out a call to all these people out there. Mail it to us. That way it'll be in your possession and not in the open of these private entities. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So that would be great.
I know.
But the big deal is to get that message out. So at least we tell it to the audience. That audience can tell it to another audience and so on and so on and so on. And then we can collectively gather this stuff. Because being on YouTube, Vimeo, wherever, we know they're volatile. They're in jeopardy.
Yes.
The big deal I call about today was I'm glad you mentioned about the alarms being connected to the windows. Once there's a breach in any of those, there's just like it goes into a panel. And they know where the breach came from, so there's one thing that's out the window. And the other thing, people talk about the fourth floor. Was there any broken windows there? I heard, this is hearsay, but a broadcaster was saying today that they went over, got somehow the floor plans or whatnot, and those windows open and closed for the window washers.
Ah, okay, that makes a lot of sense then.
Okay, so we got that
there. That makes a lot of sense.
And there's a third thing here that these hotels, the big ones like Mandalay, installed those, I always forget them, those scatters, the scanner scatters, what do they call them?
Backscatter.
Backscatter, there you are. They literally can count to change your pocket. They've installed these to all these entrances of these buildings.
Well, so they certainly didn't work very well.
Well, that's why we know. I mean, of course, us in the open world here in the Matrix know this is bad from start to finish. There's just no way any of this could happen, period.
Yes.
And, I want to go. IntelliHub's got those videos for Bellagio. There's one lady that did the live stream on Facebook. She's got two videos, and that's eyewitness claims bullets flew into the Bellagio lobby 30 to 45 minutes after the massacre. That's on IntelliHub. And then you're going to have shooter's brother linked to crisis communications management PR firm and Pulse nightclub, because during his second interview, he was wearing a shirt at linked to this crisis PR firm or crisis center, where it was all sketchy in a second, where he does a 180. And those are both on IntelliHub.
Okay.
I forwarded you that, and I don't know if you ever get my emails, but the first word is, it's an at Gmail, but it's the first one is Chicago, blank, blank,
okay,
at Gmail. So I forwarded that to you. I don't know if you'll get it. And then
I'm looking at one of them right now.
Okay, and Jeff Rentz did this. Okay, they leaked out this. The only thing we got from inside is mysteriously leaked photographs from inside the room. And, of course, you pointed out it's staged. It's all staged, disorganized. You could see where they just laid out a few shell casings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Pre-planned or whatever. But look at the headshot where there's the puddle of blood. You got one. Here's a big deal about this. You got one puddle that's all dried out and absorbed into the carpet spot. Then you got a second spot, which is all like, it's all just beautifully fresh with the shell casings neatly on top of it. If you go to Jeff Rentz, he released his article late last night, and he points it out how the shell casings are parallel, nice parallel next to each other. There's not enough shell casings in this room for the amount of shots that were fired, and so on and so on and so on. And the last thing I want to point out is there's very possibly in some of these videos you can actually pull out a third shooter. So just the patch videos you're looking at or listening to and so on.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, I mean, the issue is here. We already have enough information to cast doubt on the official story. And we now even have the sheriff of Clark County out there saying there had to be other participants. And when you have the FBI standing up and saying, no, there's no other participants. And like I said, this reminds me about the girl in the polka dot dress who multiple witnesses saw with Sirhan just before the assassination of Robert Kennedy. And they tried to make her go away. You know, they browbeat all the witnesses to retract their statements, change their stories.
Well, I'm going to say for myself to the listening audience here, I am not sure to any conclusions. Yes, Lee Harvey Paddock fits in here somewhere, but where does he fit in? True Patsy? Was he working with other people? We don't know. I'm just gathering all this stuff. I'm absorbing it, looking it over, listening to different broadcasters, different takes, and whatever. And I'm not jumping to any conclusions. The only conclusion I know is this is dirty. It's dirty back to, you know, again, Kennedy's assassination, September 11th, Charlottesville, on and on and on. It's the playbook. It's just a different time, and now we actually have the tools and the materials to catch on to it faster. And that's fortunate for us for the time being. As you mentioned, they're already trying to go after us on these websites, and, you know, if you look at them, you're going to be in trouble, you know. So, and the last thing is, not only the Bellagio was there shots fired, but there was reports at two other hotels, one being, and I can't find confirmation on this, one being New York,
no,
York, and someone else mentioned it. Tropicana.
Yeah, and I don't know if somebody was just out there playing a sick trick with firecrackers or something, but it doesn't make sense that half an hour after this big shooting at the Mandalay Bay that there would still be anybody out there that there was shooting, because it basically undermines the story of the lone shooter who committed suicide in the room. You know, what's
according
that supposed to be? His ghost is going on down the road.
According to Bellagio.
Yeah.
Sorry. the Bellagio, the report is they shot out the front doors or the windows of the front doors. That's the report there.
So okay, I hadn't seen that. I hadn't seen that, and I'd like to see pictures and photos of it. You know, it may be that Las Vegas is very concerned that all these shootings are going to decrease tourism to their resorts, and it probably would. And maybe after the Mandalay Bay went on out, there was just a quick little conference call saying if there's any more, it doesn't get on out. And that may be what's going on there.
They allowed this to happen. Nothing happens there without them knowing about it, period. They allowed this to happen. And I think it has something to do with they've been losing money for years, and there's this upcoming crisis where everything's going to hit the hellhole. And maybe they're like, well, let's screw it. Let's just do it. Maybe they got a handsome payoff, you know, risk-reward. Just like Silverstein. Silverstein got a handsome payoff. Right now, the immediate thing they're doing is they're already looking to put Israeli security firms for all these hotel casinos and the area. And the other thing is the Chertoff
Group.
All it went there. So there's two.
Okay, you're going to have to talk closer to your phone microphone. I don't know why the phone quality in this country has gone downhill the way it has, but it's very, very hard. Rob, we're going to let you go here. I need to get back to news. We're running out of time here. So thank you very much. And let's see. We're talking about the various war zones. And before we get back to the war zones, there is one other possible explanation for what happened at the Bellagio and some of these other hotels, and that is that, you know, being Las Vegas, there were probably some nutcases there who figured, hey, we'll just fire a few shots off ourselves and shot out the windows on a casino where they'd lost a lot of money or been turned down by the waitresses or something like that. And Las Vegas is a city of extremes. All right, getting back to the war zones, apparently Secretary of Defense James Mattis is revealing specifics on changes to the U.S. rules of engagement in Afghanistan. And basically it comes down to a substantial loosening of restrictions on strikes. Now, up until recently, there was a restriction where the U.S. was not allowed to bomb Afghanistan unless they were bombing in close proximity to ground forces in order to protect those ground forces. Well, now the Air Force can just bomb wherever they want. And apparently commanders on the ground have been given much more latitude to act unilaterally. And it basically allows U.S. forces to carry out strikes anywhere in Afghanistan they want on essentially any pretext. And officials are presenting that as a way to try and speed up the escalation of the war. So more war over there. Very interesting article out of Russia Today. Top Pentagon officials are basically informing Congress and the rest of us that the U.S. is going to stay in Afghanistan indefinitely. Now, that's costing $12.5 billion every single year for the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. And the Pentagon is saying, we're there forever. We don't want the Taliban to think they can simply wait us out. We will go on fighting the war in Afghanistan, even if it means leaving every American taxpayer broke, starving, and living in the streets, apparently is what they're saying. Apparently, three Green Berets have been killed in an al-Qaeda ambush near the Mali-Niger border. Now, we know that shortly after Germany's demand for gold repatriation from not only the New York Fed but the Bank of France, France invaded Mali. And apparently the U.S. is down there on the ground helping them. Although, according to this article, the U.S. forces are on the side of Niger. Five soldiers from Niger were killed. Everybody's fighting everybody here. Getting on over to North Korea, U.S. sorties near North Korea will continue despite threats of being shot down. U.S. Pacific Air Force General Terrence O'Shaughnessy maintains U.S. warplanes will continue to fly near the Korean Peninsula in accordance with international guidelines, despite North Korean threats to take down U.S. warplanes. I hope those pilots in those flights understand they're being set up to be a bloody shirt for the U.S. to wave to get us into war. That's the only reason to put those planes over there, is in the hope North Korea will shoot one of them down. Or for all we know, they may the U.S. may shoot one of them down themselves, not wait for North Korea. They're clearly desperate to get all this global conflagration going as quickly as they can here. Now, a top CIA official for the Korean Peninsula is basically saying the U.S. should be ready for a new provocation on Columbus Day. More about this when we come back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this prediction coming from Young-Suk Lee. He's the Deputy Assistant Director of the CIA's Korea Mission Center. and he was speaking at a conference organized by the agency at George Washington University, and he predicted we will see a provocation from North Korea on Columbus Day, which is October 9th. Now, obviously, on the other side of the international dateline, it'll be October 10th, which is a holiday in North Korea, the anniversary of the founding of the political party that governs in Pyongyang. And we know from past history that Kim Jong-un likes to coincide missile tests with the holidays, kind of like having fireworks and stuff. But again, that's probably what we're talking about here, a test. Now, isn't it funny? When the U.S. tests a weapon, it's a test. When Russia tests a weapon, it's a test. When North Korea tests a weapon, it's a dangerous provocation. And even this CIA agent is out there saying that the chance that North Korea is actually going to do something that would lead to war is very low. It's going to be another missile test. That's it. Now, apparently Russia, trying to forestall the collapse of North Korea, which would allow basically U.S. troops to deploy on Russia's eastern border, they're throwing economic lifeline to North Korea to make up the shortfall caused by all these sanctions. Because Russia is starting to feel very threatened by the United States. If you look at all of these nations across Asia and Europe that the U.S. has gone into, it's very obviously an attempt to encircle Russia and ring them in with THAAD missiles in advance of an eventual attack. And as Paul Craig Roberts was reporting just a couple of months ago, there are people in Washington, D.C. who are out there saying, yeah, let's just go ahead and nuke them. These people really are insane. They are insane. They actually think you can win a nuclear war, and no, you cannot. The only way you can win a nuclear war is if you're the only one with the nukes, like the U.S. against Japan at the end of World War II. But then we know the U.S. always likes to whoop on people who can't fight back. Apparently down in Israel, police investigators are getting ready to grill Benjamin Netanyahu about two new scandals regarding abuse of power charges. And if convicted, he would be removed from office. There's a lot of people within Israel who do not like Netanyahu. They would like to see him go away here. Now, one of our callers was talking about this earlier. Russia and Saudi Arabia are announcing billions of dollars in energy deals, and tied up with that is Russia is selling the S-400 missile defense system to Saudi Arabia. So it looks like Saudi Arabia is starting to pivot away from the United States. We'll be back after these few words.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.